because they didn't want it. They didn't.
They wouldn't appreciate it.
They turned their head away from them.
You. No, I need a very strong answer. These are just chit chat.
You can't go around enlightening everybody.
Why?
Because then you have a horrible world. I don't know, something like that. You just.
No. You should know it better. You started good. Added to that, he has no right to do it. Who is the chance to decide for me? I am me. If he touches me and I'm transformed to a gorilla, I'm not responsible. Remember, the first thing is responsibility. I should be ready. I should ask for it. Then chance could do it. Because if it was like that, what do I need the chance for? God should make me good. Can't he? He doesn't. He gave me the freedom of choice. He gave me all these abilities to understand, to analyze, to learn, to choose. Then have the satisfaction of that happiness, that I'm a part of it. I have to take the responsibility. That was the first. Remember, the first phrase out of the man of Adam was, "Oh, our God, we did it to ourselves." I said, that's why the beginning of the story is like that. I have to choose. Nobody has the right to choose for me. Not Rumi, not Shams, no one. In the case that I'm murid of Rumi, yes, Rumi could do it to me because I volunteered. You see, full-heartedly, I accept my peer. This is a different equation. Me walking in the street, somebody touching me, changing me, well, that's not good. Even if it is very good, responsibility is important. So we have to ask for it, right? And if you don't like them, you don't ask for it. So why should they help you? Because if you don't volunteer, your free will is not there. It's forced upon you. We're not talking about that part. That part is the logical part, the physical part, and things like that. Spiritual part is not forced on you. It's your choice. And it should be your choice. Therefore, if you want to be helped, first you should find it in your heart. This yearning for it. That's why nobody could teach yearning. Do you remember that first field that I say it's before Masnavi? Because the guy who are sitting down reading Masnavi, they have it already. And that one could have no teacher. Yes, the people influence you, but at the end of the day, it's your own choice. Don't forget about your choice, because here we're talking about choice. Yes?
When they conceal their anger, they quickly make your submission rebellion. That is like the stage of animality, which is captive and subject to humanity. Know that the stage of humanity is subject to the power of the saints, as the animal of master. Ahmad is righteousness, Ahmad in righteousness called the whole world his servants. Read, say, O my servants. Your intellect is like the camel driver, and you are the camel. It drives you in every direction under its
feet. The word intellect is apple, right? And he comes, he says, look at it. Your apple, your intelligence is the leader of the caravan, and you are the camel one. He grabs you and pulls you around if you follow your intelligence, don't you? Yes?
The saints are the intellect of intellect, and intellects to the end are like camels. Come now, look upon them with consideration. There is one guide and 100,000 souls. What is the guide and what the camel driver? Get thee an eye that may behold the sun. Lo, the world...
Do you get the point he's making here? He said, look at you. You are like a camel and your intelligence is leading you, right? Okay, let's go to your intelligence. Your intelligence is like a camel. Who's leading that one? Yeah, I know. There are these Oriya. And they're doing it. I know that a lot of stuff you have in your mind and intelligence, you never could even count them all. Don't forget about creating them. It's created for you, prepared for you, handed to you, right? So there are a lot of minds that are pulling your mind. It goes like this. It's a chain of leading each other. Actually, we have been leaded with our elite people. And it goes to Oglia that we're doing this, and it on and on and on, because at the end of the day, we know who's the boss. Do you? The boss is turning everybody around. But he's pulling the strain of the prophets. The prophets are pulling the strain of Oliya, and so on, and so on, and so on. We are all connected. No one is really doing one thing only. We are all like this. Yes?
Lo, the world has been left nailed fast in night. Day is waiting expectantly, depending on the sun. Here is a sun hidden in a moat, a fierce lion in the fleece of a lamb.
Yeah. Look at one of these fellows that we put out, like himself, like talking about Rumi. Who is Rumi? One man, like the others. But it's like all the lights of the universe is concentrated in a droplet. It's something like that. I see one man with the knowledge of eternity. It is like that. Means that we don't have the same capacity. We don't have the same knowledge, not even the same intelligence. There are these group of people. Each one could lead thousands of us. And when you're looking over there, what do you see? You will see the light hidden in an atom, a little piece. Right? So, when you're looking around, don't look around and see the people one by one to say this. There are some of these people who are like the gods of Olympus when it comes relating to me. So be careful. Be attentive, because when you say human being, which one are you talking about? Which one do you see? Yes?
Here is an ocean hidden beneath straw. Beware. Do not step on this straw with hesitancy. A feeling of hesitancy and doubt in the heart is a divine mercy in regard to the guide.
Did you listen to that? A little doubt, a little bit of problem down there in your mind. What is it? This is the pity of God. This is the gift of God. You have that problem down there to be motivated to start to look around and understand. If you don't have any doubt and anything down there, the other one doesn't come. Remember, you will learn the stuff that you didn't know. So non-existence is first there, right? Doubts are there, therefore, the belief could be there. Whatever you desire, the opposite should be there, therefore you desire the other side. It's complicated like that, yes?
Every prophet came alone into this world. He was alone, and he had 100 unseen worlds.